Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting second. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting third. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The DH, Mike Hegan. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dave May. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tim Johnson. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Colburn. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Steve Bry. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting fourth. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Holt. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Terrell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bert Blyeven. And now, play ball. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a pop-up towards short. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Holt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berry for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money juggles the ball. That's an error on Money. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bry. The throw from Porter and he is out, Johnson applying the tag. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew takes first base on ball four. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a pop-up towards first. Scott catches it and throws to Garcia, who tags Carew for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of May, who is chasing the ball. Darwin reaches third base with a triple. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof strikes out. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 1 in the game. Bry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bry moves to third. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bry scores. Carew moves to third. It's 1-0, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carew scores. Braun moves to third. It's 2-0, Twins. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Darwin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Twins. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 1 in the game. Holt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderholm hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Briggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Eduardo Rodriguez now pitching. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Terrell hits a line drive to right field. May throws towards first. Scott fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Scott. Terrell moves to second. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Terrell scores. It's 6-0, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew takes first base on ball four. Bry moves to second. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Braun hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bry scores. Carew moves to second. It's 7-0, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards second. Garcia scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Porter moves to second. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Darwin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-0, Twins. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rodriguez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyevan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-2 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards first. Holt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Money for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive to right field. Darwin throws towards Carew. Carew fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Carew. Berry moves to second. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, With the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 2 in the game. Roof takes first base on ball 4. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roof moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Porter for a passed ball. Roof moves to third. Bry moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Braun hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roof scores. Bry scores. It's 10 to nothing, Twins. Jim Slayton now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva hits a line drive towards first. Scott catches it and steps on first to double up Braun. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jerry Terrell now playing second base. Luis Gomez now playing shortstop. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Porter strikes out. 1 out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. Garcia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 3 for 3 in the game, with a triple and 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Darwin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Terrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyevan fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 3 in the game. Money hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10 to 1, Twins. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braun who is chasing the ball. Barry reaches third base with a triple. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Briggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barry scores. It's 10-2, Twins. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Briggs moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Darwin. Porter reaches second base with a double. Briggs scores. Scott moves to third. It's 10-3, Twins. Bill Hans now pitching. Bob Hansen pinch hits for Mike Hegan. Bob Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Scott scores. Porter moves to third. Two outs. It's 10-4, Twins. Bobby Mitchell pinch hits for Dave May. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Brewers 4. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell now playing right field. Bill Travers now pitching. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Roof strikes out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Bry hits a fly ball into right field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-3 in the game. Garcia hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Darwin, who is chasing the ball. Garcia reaches third base with a triple. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Garcia scores. Two outs. It's 10-5, Twins. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 10, and Milwaukee Brewers, 5. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.